I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says there's a new invasive species in the Badger State, and if you find it, the agency wants you to report this vine. It's called invasive pale swallowwort, and there's a simple email address, invasive.species@wisconsin.gov, where you can report it. I'll share more details about this new exotic when we return, but first...
You know the drill. You got a free Saturday, the boat's ready, but you're scrolling through the same tired fishing reports trying to figure out where to go. Stop guessing and start catching. Onyx Fish lets you filter thousands of Midwest lakes by species, trophy potential, even keeper size, all backed by real DNR survey data. Plus, Onyx Fish is brand new on Android, so no more excuses. Try free for 7 days. Download Onyx Fish on the App Store or Google Play. Your next favorite lake is out there. Go find it.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR last week confirmed the presence of pale swallowwort, an invasive vine, in Oconto and Shawano counties. The vine was found within the outskirts of the town of Krakow along the shared county line. These are the first known populations of the plant in the state, making rapid response efforts critical to preventing its establishment within Wisconsin. Despite not having tendrils, this invasive vine twists and grows on top of surrounding vegetation, resulting in the displacement of native species in forests and grasslands. Both pale swallowwort and its close relative, black swallowwort, are within the milkweed family and can outcompete native milkweed. Monarch butterflies will lay their eggs on swallowwort, but once they hatch, the caterpillars can't survive on these non-native milkweed relatives, so these exotics are bad for monarch butterflies. Learn more at dnr.wisconsin.gov and search invasive species.
This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.